we're going to roll into our post-race media availability this afternoon of the Bank of America 500. We've now been joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota. And Denny, a hard-fought run out there for your team. And just tell us a little bit about your run today here at Charlotte. No rush.
Thank you.
You know, we definitely hurt not having that practice on Saturday. We didn't have a very good car for the most part today. We got some good track position on long runs. We got some good track position on pit road. But other than that, you know, I thought we were somewhere around a sixth to ninth place car. And obviously the pit crew did a great job at the end, which, you know, them picking up all that spots between that and first pit stall and pit road, I think, you know, that's kind of a normal stop for them.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Denny. If you have one, please raise your name and state your name and affiliation, and we'll start with Jenna.
Sound tired, and you look pretty worn, and Kyle needed treatment. I mean, is it hot? Was there an issue out there today?
Probably humidity. I think it's probably the biggest factor. Looking at my suit, you know, you usually can tell hydration level from my suit. Anytime it has white streaks all over it, you know, I'm spent pretty good. So I feel pretty bad, no doubt about it. But it's getting better by the minute.
My second question is about the 78. You guys are affiliates or whatever you want to call it. Why is he so much better than you guys?
He's just got more speed and more speed in reserve, I would say. You know, I think they can be a little bit off in balance and still be a little bit faster than what we are. Where I feel like the races we run competitive with him, it's been, my balance has been superb, and then I hear in our debrief he hated his car. So, you know, we just I think they just got a little bit more speed in reserve, honestly. So I mean, they build their own bodies and do their own thing out there. You know, they just use our parts to put it all together. So they do a phenomenal job. You know, there's something to be said too about, you know, having a two-car team, they can focus more on those specific cars, and especially just one car in the playoffs. I'm sure every resource and every overtime hour is worked on the 78 car. So it's just sometimes with a four-car team, it gets spread out, and it takes longer for updates to happen because you can't go to the racetrack with, okay, this one car has got this is better on this car, this one's older on this car. They want to have it the same for everyone, and that takes time. So I think that there's something to be said about that.
A question here to Chase since he walked in. Chase, another solid performance by your team in this round of playoffs. Just talk a little bit about your run today in the 24.
Yeah, it's been a solid start. Obviously, we'd love to pick up one spot, but you know, overall, just the way we've been running since the playoffs started has been refreshing and definitely makes it a lot of fun to come to the track and know that. You know, our car is gonna drive pretty good. Our pit stops have been really nice, and you know, now is definitely the time of year to do that. So hopefully we can carry it forward, five or six more weeks, and see what it's got to offer.
All right, we'll continue with questions for Denny or Chase. I believe we have one right in front.
Yeah, Barry Richmond, Piedmont Broadcasting Corporation, Danville, Virginia. Denny, how prepared was your team, or really all of the teams, for a full race uninterrupted with rain? And then a follow-up to Chase, two second-place finishes. Talk about that going into Talladega next week.
I think we're always prepared to go the distance. I think that, you know, the adjustments they made before Tech last night was based off of a race today. I think we would be caught more off guard if this race went in tonight than we would if it went off its schedule like today.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Sorry. It's nice to run in the top five solidly. Obviously, you hate to run second because that means you were close to first, but you know, hopefully we'll have our day sometime.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network and Race Chaser Online. One for each of you. I'll start with Denny. I know Martin won the race, but it seemed like today was the first time in these playoffs that we've seen a lot more of a fight persistently throughout the race from, you know, Harvick in a Ford, and then you've got Larson and Elliott that were up there towards the end. Do you still feel like the Toyotas have the dominance that they've shown the last 5 weeks, or do you guys feel like maybe that the gap has closed somewhat?
Well, I think the gap is gone, honestly. I mean, we qualified front row with JGR, but that's one lap. I noticed in practice, though, that you know, our cars were spread out all through the field. So I definitely thought that we were not as strong when we showed up this week as we'd been in weeks past, or other guys, you know, just were a little faster. So, which is to be expected, honestly, at this time of the year. You know, guys are going to step up their games and bring the best of the best.
And Chase, for you, Denny cited the humidity just before you got in here. Obviously, we saw it was a really physical, really grueling race. What did you feel in your car? What were the challenges for you as far as this day goes and going the full distance?
Yeah, it was hot for sure. One of the hottest or toughest races of the year from that perspective. I feel like we kind of had a mild summer, in my opinion, and it was humid and hot today for, you know, here we are in October, so definitely warm.
Chase, you feel any better after today, your second, where you're sitting after last week?
It definitely doesn't make last week any better by any means, but the way we've run over the past 2 weeks is definitely refreshing, and you know, you hope that we can keep running like we are, and you know, like I said a minute ago, if we can, then opportunities will definitely be there. If we capitalize on them, hopefully we'll have our day.
Pete McCole with AutoRacing1.com. This is for whoever wants to answer it. We heard Kevin Harvick in his post-race interview talk about how the traction compound was definitely going away as the race went on. Was that something you guys noticed while you were driving out there? Was it a challenge to find grip as that traction compound went away?
I thought it went away a little bit. It was definitely pretty grippy up there, and you know, it just never seemed like the top came in. I guess guys were just a little skeptical to get up there. It never really got dusted off, so it was hard to leave that middle groove from what I saw.
I agree.
Additional questions? Go ahead, Tyler.
Tyler had the racing experts. I know this was touched on a little bit, but can each of you just talk about a humid day like today, being behind the wheel for 500 miles, 3 hours, and the challenge of keeping focus when it gets down to the end of these things?
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing I haven't seen before. It's you know, you're prepared for it. We always know the 500 miles here at Charlotte's like 600 somewhere else sometimes. I think the humidity probably is what drained me the most today. You know, like I say, there's a lot of salt stains all over my suit, so that tells me, you know, dehydration was definitely a factor today.
Mike Solarte, Spectrum News. Question for both of you. Top five finishes are nice, but next week the wild card is in this segment is Talladega, and there, nothing is guaranteed going to that track. I mean, just your thoughts going into that one with the nice finish today and how you hope to not go backwards next week with everything that's uncertain.
Yeah, I mean, I like the change to move it to the middle. It definitely, I think everyone has to race, you know, all day. You know, I think that there'll be battles all through the stages to try to get points just in case you get in a wreck late. It doesn't hurt as bad, but, I mean, we've seen the fall Talladega race be a lot of carnage, and I would suspect it's going to be the same. You just hope you're the lucky one that gets through it.
Retweet.
Any final questions for Denny or Chase? All right, guys, we appreciate you spending some time with us and wish you the best of luck next weekend. Okay.